The room filled quickly with thick tendrils of smoke, triggering an extractor fan that started venting the smoke out of the small room.
Oh, no you don't.
Some cheap piece of household gadgetry wasn't going to stop her getting out of there. Picking up an unburnt magazine, she fanned the flames, willing the fire to really take hold as the room started to fill with smoke despite the extractor's best efforts. Anya covered her ears just as the sprinklers came on. She realized the one major flaw with her brilliant plan. She wasn't going to survive too long out in the blizzard if she was dripping wet. Hypothermia would take her out in a matter of hours. It was too late for second thoughts. Someone was coming. Anya scuttled toward the basement door and flattened herself against the wall next to it. Monique walked down the ramp a few steps, peering through the smoke, scanning the basement room for her captive. She held a hypodermic syringe in her right hand. It must have been Cochon who'd left in the car. Anya jumped up onto the ramp between Monique and the door. As Monique turned and raised the syringe, Anya's fan kick whacked into her hand. The syringe went flying. She let the momentum of the kick carry her halfway around, planted that foot, and before Monique could recover, she drove her other foot into the woman's solar plexus. Off balance, Monique backpedaled off the end of the ramp, slammed into the opposite wall, and collapsed in a heap. Anya immediately ran through the door and pulled it closed behind her, pleased to see the key still in the lock. She was inside the farmhouse now. Anya took a moment and listened. She heard nothing, but that didn't mean there wasn't someone else in the house. Anyone could have heard the ruckus downstairs and ducked behind a doorway, ready to ambush her if she tried to escape.
Better be ready.
She glanced around, seeing the door to the outside and, next to it, a small table with a lidded box on it. Storage for car keys? Sword at the ready, Anya walked slowly toward the door.
Anya, you bitch! Laissez-moi sortir d'ici! Laissez-moi sortir! Let me out of here!
Anya froze where she was, but nothing happened. If all that noise hadn't brought anyone out of hiding, then she must be alone.
Anya!
Monique was going nowhere, but without keys, neither was Anya. Freeing her hands, she headed straight for the door and opened the box on the table. Among other odds and ends, there were some keys in the box, but nothing that looked like a car key.
Of course not. That would have been too easy.
She opened the front door and was hit by the incredible cold against her soaked skin as she stepped out. The van was still parked by the house, but fresh tracks alongside it showed where the other vehicle, Cochon's car, had set off down the mountainside. Anya struggled through about a foot of snow, feeling her hair beginning to freeze, feeling the wind suck the heat from her body. The back of the van was still open. She closed it and waded through the snow to the driver's side door. The keys were in the ignition, but a thick layer of snow covered the windshield. She pushed aside a huge armful, then hopped into the driver's seat.
Please, start.
The first thing Anya did was locate the controls for the heat and crank them up to maximum. It would be a while before the van warmed up, but it helped Anya to know that it would eventually. Then she turned on the wipers and watched them struggle with the remaining snow on the windshield. Even with the lights switched on, she could see very little ahead but snowflakes swirling by, sometimes horizontally. But she slipped the transmission into drive and headed out. She picked a path carefully, not wanting to risk getting caught in a deep drift. She checked the side mirrors, but the reflection was filled with snow. She'd just have to drive blind and trust that no one was crazy enough to follow her down the mountain road. The tracks from Cochon's car were still clear ahead of her, giving Anya something to follow. She still needed to control her speed, pumping the brake whenever she needed to, but mainly trying to slow by inertia rather than risk sliding on the sheet of ice buried below the snow. She did her best to keep to the center of the road. To her right, the mountainside fell away steeply, though a person would not have been able to tell without actually focusing on the landscape to notice where one started and the other began, which made a mockery of perspective. The drop, she guessed, was both steep and long. On a clear day, no doubt she'd have been able to see for miles. Tonight, Anya was focusing purely on the few feet in front of the van's hood and no farther. The engine complained as she shifted from drive into second, using the engine to try to slow the vehicle as the descent began in earnest. It had little effect, She could feel the van picking up speed as the gradient increased.
No! No, 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 no!
She saw the bend too late and had to fight with the wheel to try to get it around while the van kept sliding straight. The wheels caught in the snow. The van slid sideways, hitting a bank of snow and beginning to tip as if trying to stand on two wheels.
Ah!
Anya leaned against the door as if her weight alone could bring it back onto four wheels. It was a pointless move. The back end of the van slewed toward the precipice as one wheel caught on the edge. For a heart-stopping second, the tread caught and pulled the van back onto the road. Anya fought every instinct to yank the wheel hard, easing the wheel in the direction of the skid, but the momentum was too strong to fight. She wasn't an idiot. If she went over the edge with the van, that would be it. The snow swirled and churned and spun, turning the air absolutely white, blinding, as she released the seatbelt. With one hand, she gripped the wheel. With the other, she groped for the door handle, throwing it open. As ice-cold air flooded the cab, she launched herself out of the van, then hit the road hard and rolled out of the way. The van hit a rock, the back end lifting off the ground before it tipped back onto two wheels again and slewed, twisting well beyond the balancing point, wheels spinning freely in midair. Anya, on her hands and knees, looked up in time to see the van slide over the edge. The explosion almost masked the oncoming vehicle that was climbing back up the track. She pressed herself low in the snow, trying to take cover, sure that it wasn't the cavalry riding up the hill to rescue the damsel in distress. She was right. In the dull glow of the dashboard as the vehicle crawled past, Anya caught a glimpse of the gaunt reflection of Cochon, hunched over the wheel, seemingly oblivious to the accident that had taken place only minutes before. He was not alone. She counted three other men in the vehicle with him. He had to have seen it. There was no way he could have missed the shaft of flame. He just didn't care. Who were the men with him? She didn't have time to waste thinking about that. Not with the extreme cold, the lack of protection from it, and the wet clothes already beginning to freeze to her skin. She needed to move to keep up her body heat. But even then, there was a limit to what she could withstand before the elements won. She needed to get to shelter, but there was nothing, no sign of civilization, no promise of warmth or salvation as far as the eye could see. Although that didn't mean much, she could barely see beyond her outstretched hand.
Think. You are not helpless. You're not a victim. Don't act like one.
She could stand on the roadside and trust that Rue was coming, even if he knew he was heading into a trap. But when would he arrive? She could go in search of a phone, get a message to Garin. That was an option, too. Whichever one she decided on, she needed to start walking if she was going to get off the mountain before the cold killed her. She could already feel death creeping into her bones.